This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Do you envision yourself playing multiple years with the Jets, or is it just a one-year type thing?
If I'm Green Bay and I'm sitting around, you offer me a third or a contingent or a fifth, and if they have no leverage, that's all you should offer. If you're offering me that, I'm telling you to go to hell.
If the Jets don't get Aaron Rodgers, who are they turning to right now?
Be adults, settle it clearly, keep the kids in mind, and move on.
And listen, Shefty put it pretty well right there. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I got to get to a towel controversy, apparently, that I have just been made aware of involving Chris Canty here shortly. But we will start this hour with Aaron Rodgers, and not just the fact that the deal appears as if, not the deal between the Jets and the Packers, but his deal in wanting to go to the Jets is somewhat settled. And ultimately, how quickly that deal is going to get done is obviously who wants to dig their heels in the sand longer. Canty, we can tackle that part of it as we have talked about quite a bit. Mm. But there's another aspect of this that I am very curious about. I look at the New York Jets offense in particular, and I see an exceptionally young football team. Mm. And I'm wondering, with Aaron Rodgers of the last few years, what is that going to look like when we are not terribly sure what his off-season commitments are, all that kind of stuff, in establishing himself as a leader of that group? Is it, hey, follow me, let's go, we're going into war? Or is it, you know, I'm here, let's see what we can do here, guys?
Well, here's the thing that I think we got to point out. Even though the Jets do have a lot of young impact players and guys off the top of my head, Quinnen Williams, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Breece Hall, Elijah Vera Tucker, we also have to acknowledge this is a veteran-laden team. I mean, if you look at the New York Jets roster right now with the guys that they have under contract, the average age of this team is 26 and a half years old. Mm-hmm. Carlin, they are the seventh oldest team in the National Football League right now. So it's not as if there isn't leadership in that locker room, but what you're asking Aaron Rodgers to do is to help impart a little bit of that championship pedigree that he had being a part of the Packers organization for 18 years. And in order to do that, you got to be around. And not just around the guys, because it's easy enough to organize passing camps and get the offensive and defensive guys together in California or Florida or wherever and throw the ball around the yard. You also have to have that interaction with the coaching staff. You have to have that interaction with people that are going to be helping. Even something as small as being around the athletic trainers and the strength coach. Like, all of those things matter in terms of creating the urgency that's necessary to compete for a championship. And for a lot of guys that haven't been there, and for an organization that has the longest playoff drought in the league right now, you need some of that. And that's why the Packers have to have urgency about consummating the deal the Jets need to have urgency about consummating the deal with the Packers and getting Aaron Rodgers officially in a Jets uniform sooner rather than later.
But this is where I'm concerned about what his commitment level is. You know, if Aaron Rodgers just wants to come in and show up in training camp and, you know, let's go, fellas. I mean, I don't know where he is on that front, knowing what he's walking into. Older team, yes. Younger offense, though. I mean, can we agree on that? I mean, this is a group, other than maybe Dwayne Brown, you know, Becton hasn't played enough to really establish himself there. Vera Tucker got hurt last year. He was a rookie. You know, there's not a whole lot there in terms of guys with a ton of experience on that side of the ball. So this is part of it. And this is why, if I'm the Jets, I need to hear from Aaron Rodgers that if you're in, you're in. It's not just, you know, come here, you're better than everything we have, we'll do whatever you want, sir. You know, it can't be that. And if that's what the tenor of what that meeting was last week, it would bother me. They need Aaron Rodgers to show up at OTAs, to show up at minicamp, or if not, to do all the right things to get his receivers and running backs and everybody all together here in the offseason and start to build these relationships.
Yeah, I mean, the first one they have control over, right? Because it's a matter of what the Jets are willing to give the Packers in order to incentivize them to make the deal sooner rather than later. Because if you're Green Bay, it actually helps you with your salary cap if you wait until after June 1st in terms of the amount of cap hit based on the prorated portion of the bonus money that you already paid him out. So it actually helps you to move him after June 1st from a financial standpoint. Now, we also would counter that with, if you move him that late, then you're not going to get a draft pick that could help Jordan Love in his rookie year, I mean, in his first year as the full-time starter. So there's the rub for the Green Bay Packers. But if you're the Jets, if you need to get Aaron Rodgers in the building for all of the reasons that you outlined, then I think it makes sense to pay the premium in the way of draft capital that the Packers are asking for. That way you eliminate the excuse as to why Aaron Rodgers can't be there. Now, if you clear the decks in order to make Rodgers officially a Jet and he decides not to show up, then that ultimately becomes an indictment on him.
Well, that's where I'm wondering. Like, that's what I want to know. I understand paying the premium to get him in the building, but ultimately it is up to him. Do you trust him to do it? I don't, based on what we've seen over the last few years. I mean, listen, I'm assuming OTAs will be done by then, but he's speaking at the Psychedelic Science Conference at the end of June. He's already got that blocked off on the calendar.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at Aaron Rodgers in past off seasons, you know, what we've seen, the history would show that this is not something that you can bet on him showing up. Now, we've never seen Aaron Rodgers have to report to a new team. He's yep. only played with one franchise, so I don't know how he's going to handle that. Maybe he wants to get more acclimated to his surroundings. Think about it. If you're in a place for 18 years, you're going to know it like the back of your hand. It's going to become home. It's not like there's an adjustment that needs to be made once you get back in town for football. I don't know that he'll approach coming to the Jets in the offseason the same way we've seen him approach being a Green Bay Packer for the last decade or so in terms of skipping out on a lot of the offseason activities. So that's the part where I don't know, but if I'm the New York Jets, I don't want to let the back and forth with the trade negotiations be an impediment to the guy getting here if he wants to be here sooner rather than later. That's why they need to get this deal done more so than the Green Bay Packers.
It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance. Here's Adam Schefter on the holdup.
Everybody's been waiting for word from Aaron Rodgers, but the truth of the matter is it's been the delay all along that you're waiting for some sort of trade agreement between the New York Jets and Green Bay Packers for Aaron Rodgers' services. And right now, the two sides are not close to making it happen. Right now, it's a standoff. Right now, Green Bay wants back significant compensation for Aaron Rodgers, and the New York Jets are not prepared to give significant compensation for a 39-year-old quarterback who's on a year-to-year basis. And so we're at a standstill, and Green Bay doesn't want to move. But the two sides, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, they're divorcing. And the Jets are in the middle of the divorce, and they're trying to help mediate it and solve it. But still, the Jets and the Packers have to figure out compensation, and right now, not happening.
So who blinks first here? Because for me, if I'm the Packers, I want them out of the building. I want this whole thing over with as quickly as possible. I don't want to be stupid about it. I don't want to give them away for a fifth-round pick. But at the same time, ultimately, what kind of leverage do the Packers have right now? Neither team really has a ton of leverage, but what kind of leverage do the Packers ultimately have at the moment when everybody knows they don't want him there, he doesn't want to be there, and he's got one place where he's going to go?
Well, the Packers have more leverage because the Packers don't need him on the field. The Jets do. The Packers don't need him. They got their quarterback in Jordan Love, so they have more leverage than the Jets. Now, you can say that neither side has a hell of a lot of leverage, but Green Bay, if they don't get the offer that they want from the Jets, can ride this thing all the way out until week one of the regular season before they have to pay out a $58 million roster bonus. And even then, if they don't get what they're looking for, they can just pay out the bonus and tell the guy to stay away. Now, nobody wants to pay somebody $60 million for doing nothing, but I don't think it's going to come to that because the Jets have no hope of being able to realize their potential as a team and take advantage of the roster that Joe Douglas has put together without the quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. They have championship aspirations. I mean, we were talking to Joe Fortenbaugh earlier in the week. They were 16-1. Now they're 10-1. They're tied for the four shortest odds with the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. The reason why is because Aaron Rodgers wants to come play for him. The deal ain't even official yet. So I struggle to see a world where the Jets don't end up forking over exactly what the Green Bay Packers are looking for. And I'm not saying that they have to be blind in doing all of this. You make it some conditional picks if you want, but it's going to be in line with deals that we've seen in the past for franchise quarterbacks, like the deal that we saw for Russell Wilson when the Broncos forked over a bevy of picks and players, including two first-rounders, like what we saw the Los Angeles Rams give to the Detroit Lions with multiple first-round picks. It's going to be multiple premium picks. Do I think it'll be two ones? No. Do I think a first-rounder will be included in the package? I absolutely do, because the player means that much to the organization acquiring him.
Oof. I don't see it. I don't see it being a first-round pick. I think we should make a little wager on this.
You want to get the money involved, okay.
Well, it doesn't have to be money. It could be a meal.
You want to get dinner involved? Okay.
But we could not be more polar opposites on this one. And again, don't hand them away. There's no need to do that. But I don't need
so,
to.
So let's frame the deal then. So if we're going to do a dinner at the winner's choosing,
yeah,
you know, a dinner for two.
Within
nobody
reason.
Understanding
that one of us played in the NFL for 11 years and one of us didn't.
It is New York City. I mean, so what are we going to put on the cap on it? Where are we going to put it? Cap on a meal for two.
How about for the two of us?
No, not for the two of us. I don't want to take you to celebrate my win over you.
All right, so the four of us.
Okay, we're going to do four. Okay, for the four people in New York City.
In New York City, oh dear God.
Yeah, buddy.
We go to Jersey City?
No, we're not going to Jersey City.
What about Brooklyn?
No. Actually, some good places in Brooklyn.
I know a great place in Queens. It's called Great Gyros.
No, I'm all set.
All right, here's how confident I am in it.
How confident?
A cap, four people. I'm going to put a cap of $400 on it.
No, that's not enough.
That's not enough.
I tell you what, there's a restaurant that's a fave of my wife and I's. It's called Tatiana's. It's in Lincoln Center. Okay.
Let me pull up the website.
Tatiana's. We'll do a dinner for four at Tatiana's. That's what's at stake. And the loser buys.
Uh-huh.
It's a great spot. Loser buys.
I don't doubt that it's a great spot.
It's a great spot. Loser buys. Yeah, you walked yourself into it. Now, as far as the bet is concerned, if there is a first round pick attached to any of it, it can be conditional first round. If there's a first, anything that has first round pick in it, you are the loser of the deal. If it doesn't have first round pick anywhere in the deal, then I am the loser and I'm buying.
A lot of these are market price, which is not good as I'm looking at the menu.
MP.
MP means you're screwed, Carlin.
Oh, buddy.
What if I don't like Tatiana's signature goulash?
Oh, well, that's a you problem, my friend. I don't think they have goulash there.
Is this, maybe I'm looking at the wrong Tatiana's.
You're looking at the wrong Tatiana's.
It's I don't know.
Lincoln Center.
Lincoln Center. Okay. Yeah. Tatiana's in Lincoln Center. I got to see this because one of them had a goulash.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. If the guy means that much to your team's fortunes, why wouldn't you give it up? I get that you want to help him. You want to have as many players that can have an impact on the season as you possibly can. I understand that. But why wouldn't you give up the 13th overall pick if it meant solidifying the quarterback position for the upcoming season and potentially for 2024?
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm focused on this menu right now, and it doesn't even have prices. That's a problem.
The oxtales are phenomenal, by the way.
I don't doubt that we'll eat it, but as I'm looking at this, I mean, holy, they can't eat. If they don't have prices, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it is in Lincoln Center.
Is it BYOB?
No, it is not, my friend. No, it is not. Stop being a cheapskate. Listen, if you're so confident, you're not worried about what the prices are because you're not going to lose.
Okay.
You're not going to lose.
I'm in. I'm in. Tatiana's it is. And it'll probably be a mortgage payment, but nonetheless. So no matter what happens here, here's what has to happen. Whether it's a conditional first-round pick or just a first-round pick, you win.
Yes.
Right? Like if it's conditional for next year, you win. I totally agree to that. If it is anything but a first round pick, anything but.
Yeah. If it's two twos, then you win.
Right. Or if it's Sauce Gardner in a three, I win.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I don't think that's going to be a problem, but still.
Yeah, they're not going to include Sauce Gardner in the trade.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. Let's check in with D in Texas on ESPN Radio. Hey, D, what's going on?
Hey, Chris, I love the show. Just real quick, Carlin, this is Aaron Rodgers we're talking about. There's going to be a one in that trade somewhere. I don't care. I mean, it's going to be a one in the numbers somewhere when it comes. I mean, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Even if he did have a down year at 39 years old, I mean, the guy's still going to be the most popular player in New York. But I wanted to say this, man. I can understand, and I know I call this show sometimes, and I come across as an A-Rod fan. I'm a fan of the guy playing the position. He is a little bit quirky, and, you know, Candy, you know, he's hit on that. But as a former player, I know Candy knows what he brings to a team, even if you guys do hate all the time. But, you know, this guy, he came on McAfee yesterday, and he made the point that the Jets and Packers have known for about a week and a half what he wanted to do. But the Jets were quiet about it, and the Packers were quiet about it. But the thing with the media, hey, and you guys are great at your job. I mean, it's every show. The thing about the media is just we want the news now to report it. So he wasn't holding those guys hostage. He was holding us hostage. And I think that's where we are, especially you, Kenny. I mean, Carlin, that's where you bash me at most of the time. But go ahead and get your coins ready. Y'all going to be going to eat a Tatiana's, bro.
Hello.
Listen.
Hey, hold on, big fella. I got to call you out because Buddha from the Bronx checked in on the Twitter, and he told me that you guys had a dinner wager on Rob Saleh's first year with the Jets, and the win total being six games or more, and he went with four, and Buddha said he's still waiting on you to take him to dinner.
I don't remember he should produce the tape.
I'm just saying, people are saying that you're a little bit fraudulent when it comes to paying your debts
when it comes
to these sports bets. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, listen, Buddha, show me the tape. Let me hear the tape.
Buddha from the Bronx is one of our top listeners. He put it out there.
I love Buddha. Show me the tape.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Buddha, I will absolutely purchase you a meal. That's not
when
a question.
When it comes to Carlin, we got to keep the receipts. So, guys, when this deal finally goes through and a first-round pick changes hands, just know that Carlin promised a dinner for four at Tatiana's.
Dear God, I'm looking at this menu.
Yeah, buddy.
Wagyu short rib.
Oh, those are outstanding. It's like a little. Oh, it's like a cheeseburger. It's outstanding.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's a great menu, but we got no prices here. That's a bad sign.
You'll be all right.
America held hostage.
You know, these things are just out of my control.
By Aaron Rodgers. Day 67.
Something tells me he's going to ultimately screw me over here again. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Okay, on the way. Where was Anthony Davis last night? It is a great question. We will answer that question for you. First, though, this from our friends at Indeed. If your hiring needs are heating up, you don't have to do it all by yourself. If you need to hire, you need Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates. With tools like Instant Match, you'll instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a post. Invite them to apply, and you can even schedule and conduct interviews all from your employer dashboard. To learn more, visit Indeed.com/credit. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Canty and Carlin podcast.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app. A little odd last night. We did not see Anthony Davis playing for the Lakers, not playing back-to-backs right now. We get into a little NBA. We welcome in Tim Legler, ESPN NBA analyst, who joins us right now. Legs, it's Chris Carlin, Chris Canty. We appreciate the time, and let's just start here. When you look at a situation like that with Anthony Davis and not playing back-to-backs at a time when the Lakers need to find their way into the playoffs, what do you make of it?
It's shocking, honestly. I'm not going to question anybody's health. You know, I had enough injuries as a player, and you know, I wouldn't want it to be questioned at the time, but you look at a guy like Anthony Davis, LeBron's out, your season's on the line, just to make the play-in tournament, you know, to give yourself a chance and to not be able to go back-to-back, and it's shocking. You know, this late in the year, he already had a ton of time off during the course of the season, so he shouldn't be really worn out. And I don't necessarily agree all the time with the preventative measures that are taking place in the NBA anyway, and the analytics and what they show you and the amount of rest they think guys should get and how long guys take to come back from injuries and all that. I mean, you know, you can talk about it and debate it, you know, till you're blue in the face. I don't talk about it as much anymore because it's just a way of life in the NBA. Guys get nights off. Guys don't play back-to-backs when they're coming back from injuries. Guys are on minutes restrictions when they come back. Guys take a long time to come back from injuries that you didn't take as long before. Guys don't come back until they're 100% or beyond that, really, because there are guys now that get hurt, come back, practice at 100% for like a week, 2 weeks before you see them in a game. They got to get to 110% and like normal production. It's just a different mentality around all of it. And, you know, to think that, you know, unless he is in a situation where he is really in pain and really hurting, you know, you got to see him out there. But it's not that. I think it's more a matter of they're always trying to prevent injuries. And by doing that, you take guys off the court at a time when the Lakers absolutely have to have them. And instead, you know, you have a terrible loss to the worst team in the league. And at a time when you're trying to get every win you can to give yourself a chance with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, you know, puncher's chance just to get into the play-in and then see what we can make happen. So it's just surprising, honestly, that he wouldn't play in that game unless they thought they could take care of the Rockets without him, and you sit him on the side of caution, and that's what you get.
Yeah, I guess they weren't paying attention to what happened to the Boston Celtics earlier in the week if they thought that. Legs, I want to ask you this question, because as a Lakers fan, I want to live in a world where the Lakers get in and win in the play-in. if this team is healthy and gets to a real playoff series, what's the ceiling on the Lakers this year?
Well, look, I personally, let's just play out this hypothetical here. And let's say, because I think they're going to be in the play-in. They're not going to get the stick. So they're going to be in that play-in mix, which means they're going to have to win one or two games in the play-in. And you can see how it's shaping out right now. We can't even tell who's going to be in the play-in. I mean, there's a possibility Golden State drops back into that mix the way that they're going. And they got to go on the road for four straight games. They're terrible on the road. So you never know who you're going to get right now in the play. But let's just hypothetically say they were able to win one or two games and get into a best of seven, most likely as an eight seed. I guess potentially they could be a seven, but let's just say as an eight seed. So now you got to take on the Denver Nuggets in a best of seven with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, assuming they're healthy. I don't think they're winning that series. Mm. Now, if you want to get beyond that and say a seven versus two, you get a team like Memphis or Sacramento with very little postseason success. And, you know, Memphis dealing with all kinds of issues with Ja Morant, missing all this chunk of time and coming back and acclimating him, Steven Adams, who knows his status. The Lakers would have a chance in that series. And they probably would have a great chance against Sacramento. As surprising as they've been, as great a year as they've had, you know, taking on the Lakers, you know, healthy is a different scenario than anything you have faced in the regular season if you're the Sacramento Kings. I'm not trying to slight them, but they have virtually no postseason success in recent memory. So if you can avoid Denver somehow, they'd have a puncher's chance. They're not beating the Denver Nuggets, even if those guys are healthy, when you just try to slap it together at the end of the season and go play a team that is that good, that versatile, that well-rounded, with a guy that's, you know, one of the top two or three players in the NBA. I don't see the Lakers winning that series.
Tim Legler, ESPN NBA analyst with Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. It sounds like you're sold on the Nuggets, so I'll ask this question anyway, because people are skeptical given the history with the Nuggets the last few years. Nuggets, Kings, Grizzlies, who do you have the most confidence in the West?
Definitely Denver. I think, you know, Jamal Murray has made it, you know, all the way back. Everybody wants to reference the bubble Jamal Murray. I don't think Jamal Murray is even on that level as a player that he played in the bubble. You know, there's a few other guys that had similar runs down there. He's a very good player, an all-star caliber guard. The question was, could he get back to being healthy as, you know, Jamal Murray that we knew before the bubble? He's back to that level physically. Aaron Gordon last year came in there and I thought was very deferential to everybody. He was mainly coming in there to set screens and guard people. Well, he's now going, you know, forward with his game offensively and comfortable in his role. So he's had really, I think, an all-star caliber year for Denver. And then you got Michael Porter Jr., who's always the wild card because he's capable of having 25 and 10 type nights. And there's other nights when he's a little bit quieter. And of course, health's always been a consideration with him. Well, when you look at that top four and then the depth and the guys they have added to this team, totally buy into Denver potentially getting all the way to the finals. Now, what's going to be interesting here is this is a very strange year with Denver, Sacramento, Memphis at the top. And again, none of those teams with a ton of postseason success with the groups they have. And then look at the teams you could potentially end up playing. You know, when you got teams like Dallas, it just added a Kyrie Irving to the mix. Phoenix with Kevin Durant, we really haven't seen what that's going to look like because they've had little time together before he got hurt. Golden State is lurking beneath the surface. The Clippers right now look like a team that could win the whole thing. Mm. You're going to have these top seeds, even in the first round, potentially playing teams that are juggernauts, that are teams we consider title contenders going into the season. That just doesn't happen in the postseason, but that's how weird this year has been. So all of those teams will have the potential to get knocked out immediately. But of all of them, I would have the most faith in Denver at least making a run to the conference finals.
Talking with ESPN NBA analyst Tim Legler on Canty and Carlin. And Tim, you're bringing up the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic is vying for his third straight MVP. Now, Joel Embiid had something to say about that last night with his performance in their win over the Cavs, 36 points, 18 boards, and 4 blocks. And now Embiid has evened it up with Jokic for the shortest odds to win MVP. So my question to you is simple. Who's your MVP this year?
Well, I went on the record last night on SVP and said it's Joel Embiid. And look, I'm not a I'm never a prisoner of the moment person at all. And obviously these two guys have been neck and neck for a long time. And Giannis was in the mix for a while, and Tatum. I feel like those guys now are in the back seat of the car, right? So you got Embiid and Jokic, and they're on this tour. And depending on the next rest area, who's going to start driving it and who's going to be riding shotgun? That's literally what this scenario is. And on any given night, you can flip-flop back and forth. And last night, I had a revelatory moment in this game against Cleveland. He had two plays defensively in that game that I truly believe he's the only player in the league that could make the two plays that he made, one of which was a very important play in the middle of the fourth quarter when he went full contest on a drive by Chetty Osmond. I mean, jumped all the way up, fingertips at the top of the square, landed. Osmond passed the ball behind his back. He landed, turned without looking where the ball went, and immediately just jumped again and caught Evan Mobley at the front of the rim, who was trying to dunk it and block it, and it led to a transition basket the other way for James Harden. And I sat there in that moment, and I said, you know what? That, to me, might be the tipping point in this conversation, because as great as Jokic is offensively, and he's not the raw scorer Embiid is. Embiid's one of the best raw scorers, if not the best, in the NBA right now. Obviously, Jokic, a much better playmaker, so he generates more offense overall. So you could call that a wash. Well, then what's the last dynamic and last component? How much are you impacting the game on the other end of the floor? Joel Embiid is in the discussion and will get votes for Defensive Player of the Year. Nikola Jokic will never get votes for Defensive Player of the Year. And that's why when I saw those two plays, guys, I said, you know what? We need to put a little bit more stock into how much the game is being affected in the paint defensively, and Embiid does those things. And that's why I think it's still, you know, by a nose here at the finish, that for me would be enough to cast my vote for Joel Embiid.
Tim Legler, awesome stuff as usual. You just basically echoed everything Canty's been saying about the Embiid and Embiid-Jokic race. Love it, Tim. Thanks.
Appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
Great minds think alike. Defense, defense, defense. I did not see that play last night. I need to go back and see
Unbelievable.
That. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app. Partner, I wish I had good news for you, but Princeton down 6, second half. Canty trying to get the bad taste of the Virginia loss.
Somebody, anybody at this point. Anybody at this point.
Of course, the Virginia Cavaliers were knocked out by 13-seed Furman earlier today, a team that had not been in the tournament in 43 years. Canty is biting on that for the most of the afternoon. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast.
Tatum, you've been chiming in quite a bit today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Canty and Carlin, Jimmy in North Carolina has been patient. Jimmy, you're on ESPN Radio. What do you got, bud?
Hey, Carlin, Canty, how you doing, man?
We're outstanding, brother. How are you?
Good. Chris, I grew up in Queens, listened to you for a long time. Canty, I loved you. I loved your career. I just want to get something off my chest. First, it's...
Wow, that sucks for him.
Wow, Jimmy's been waiting for this moment for a really long time, and he was just about to get to it, and then his reception gave out on him.
Jimmy, you call back. We'll get you up quickly, I promise. I just want to get something off my chest.
Yeah, it didn't happen for Jimmy. We got somebody else? What do we got?
Lenny in New Mexico next on ESPN Radio. Lenny, what's going on?
Right, where I'm from, New York. So first I'm going to go with Tatiana's. What you're not reading at the bottom of the menu, it says, bring your American Express black card because you're going to get hazed like a rookie dinner.
Oh, my God. Is it going to be like that, Canty, where you just hand it over and it's $28,000?
No. It's more reasonable than you think. This is not per se in the Time Warner Center or anything like that. I'm not taking you to 11 on Madison Avenue.
Let me tell you something.
That everybody can afford.
I'm gonna. I gotta get Joe Douglas on the horn. You hold out. You do not give up a one. Not under any stretch.
I mean, listen, the bald and the bearded. That's your people.
That's my guy. What else you got, Lenny? And Lenny's gone. All right, is Jimmy back? Can we bring Jimmy back? Jimmy, what's up, bud? Your phone gave out at the wrong time.
I thought the media did not give Zach Wilson a good chance. He hasn't played a lot. My other take is I think Aaron would be a great product for the Jets, helping Wilson and helping the Jets at the same time. And the second thing is, if Green Bay holds out for the world for wanting for Aaron Rodgers, then the Jets should just go straight to Lamar Jackson and make an offer, period. That's my take. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, listen,
that's not a bad alternative. Here's the thing. If we're just talking about the football, it's not a bad alternative. But we know with Lamar Jackson, there are extenuating circumstances. It's not just about the football. It's about the owners not wanting to set the precedent with the guaranteed contracts and not wanting players to even ask for more guaranteed, fully guaranteed contracts.
You know what? It can't. You know what makes me sick?
It's not a bad idea, though. It's
not a bad
idea.
But you know what makes me sick? Like, legit sick about this. Look at last year. They were lining up to get Deshaun Watson with 24 different instances of allegations of harassment, lining up 4 and 5 teams, and somebody finally just anteed up a fully guaranteed contract for that guy with all kinds of character issues. And this guy, we can't even fathom giving an offer to, because how dare he suggest that he's worth a guaranteed contract.
And correct me if I'm wrong, big fella, but the outrage toward Lamar Jackson seems a lot more or a lot more intense than the outrage toward Deshaun Watson.
How dare he try to get every penny?
Yeah, it's like think about Deshaun Watson and what he was accused of. And it feels like there's more outrage about Lamar Jackson. We spend more time talking about, well, he's not worth it because of the kind of player he is, than there was with Deshaun Watson with all of the character issues that he has. I don't understand it. I don't get it. The guy is clearly a difference maker at quarterback, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what today's NFL is all about, finding a guy that can be a difference maker at quarterback, because if you do, you're going to have a nice run of sustained success.
Deshaun Watson has won before, but not won in a huge way. And the year he had his best season, his team was god-awful. God-awful. And then
Lamar's
he goes,
best season, his team won 14 games.
Unbelievable to me. Unbelievable to me that they are making this happen. More on Lamar next.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.